Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dennis Capovilla, president and CEO of Southwell Technologies. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is SWTX. Southwell Technologies is a developer and manufacturer of high-performance energy-saving film and glass products, which improve the energy efficiency of architectural and automotive glass. Thanks for joining us today, Dennis.
You're very welcome.
Anytime. Getting right into it, talk about how the XIR heat-reflective film is helping out the auto industry.
Well, it's it helps the auto-reflecting film. They help the U.S., actually, in fact, the worldwide auto manufacturers. They basically immediately respond to the president's plan for higher gas mileage and lower greenhouse gas emissions. As you know, there's quite a lot of focus, you know, on that across the board. And again, I emphasize not just the United States, but across the world. To try to quantify it, there's about 230 million vehicles, in just the U.S. alone that consume, in the neighborhood, and again, rough estimate, 7 billion gallons of fuel pretty much every year just to power the air conditioning. So installing what we call our IR, or infrared reflective glass, using our technology, from my perspective, represents low-hanging fruit for the vehicle manufacturers to downsize air conditioning systems, and what's very key is enable them to increase fuel efficiency, where they can save up to 5%, which equates to about 1.4 billion gallons of gas each year that they can save. I think what's also interesting in our industry is there is a lot of new technology out there that people talk about, and what we have is something that's very important in both our automotive and architectural markets, is having proven technology. And it's proven there are approximately 20 million cars in Europe right now, and predominantly in Europe, that's the major share of this, that enables the glass manufacturers to produce the reflective glass. And that's today, that's available today, without the need to invest tens of millions of dollars in glass coating equipment.
Great. So, yeah, continue talking about some of the market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think the there's trends. Again, what we do is we're a pure energy efficiency play. We play in two big broad markets. We play in automotive as well as the green building or architectural marketplace. We play in both residential and commercial architectural across the world. So some of the opportunities, if I can focus on that, and I'll talk a little bit about green building first, beyond the car. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, no, I was saying go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's what's happening there is dual pane technology, which is the predominant window technology out there, has reached its limits. It's pretty much capped at what is commonly referred to and people understand as an R value or an insulating value. In windows, technically, you talk about U value, but for purposes of this and what people commonly understand, is R value. So more R value is the better insulating value of the product. And green builders are increasingly requiring insulating performance that goes beyond kind of that R3, R4 value. The other factor is governments, they're mandating higher window performance. Specifically the Department of Energy, we work with some of the people there, and we have been working with them for 15, 20 years. They're changing Energy Star window standards, and we're basically requiring higher insulating glass that goes beyond the physical limits of what's currently out in the marketplace today, which is dual pane. There's also mandates for higher window performance, and I'm sure you've heard about the tax credit that's available out there for higher efficiency windows, and we think that's seemingly in demand also. Europe tends to lead the charge. Europe is a few years ahead of us, and there are actually countries in Europe that are mandating higher insulating glass that basically starts in 2011 and beyond. Again, it depends on the country and the physical limits of the currently in the existing technology. The dual pane or the insulating glass unit available today just doesn't do it. So they're already mandating products along the lines that we have. I think the net of it is everything I've talked about is mandating that window manufacturers seek basically higher performing solutions, and we think we're in a good position there.
Great. And so what differentiates Southwall from other players in your sector? Is it the technology, or is it the you know, the broad range of you know, of the industries that you cover?
Well, I think we're a unique bird out in the marketplace. We're a pure play energy efficiency company that's focused in both automotive and architectural. There's been a lot of press and hype around renewables, and rightfully so. It's an exciting business, and there's been a lot of focus in photovoltaics and wind, et cetera. And we're not as glamorous or as sexy as those industries, but when you look at the biggest bang for the buck, it clearly is in the arena of energy efficiency. And improving the efficiency of a building or improving the efficiency of a car is a lot more cost-effective than some of the renewable solutions out in the marketplace today. We think that's very, very interesting. The other key point is we have technology. We're actually celebrating our 30-year anniversary this year. So Southwall Technologies has been in existence for 30 years.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks. The company started, it was well before my time. I believe I was in high school. But the company actually started in the early 70s with the oil embargo. So the company's roots and the genesis of the company, I should say, was very, very focused on energy efficiency. So some of the products that we are currently in the market today are second or third generation of the products that were invented quite some time ago. In fact, about 10 years ago, one of our products was actually voted, our low emissivity coating product was actually voted one of the top 100 inventions of the millennium, right there with the toilet and plumbing and things like that. I think what makes this, one of the things, just the final comment on there, is what's important in the broad architectural and automotive markets is having proven technology. And to be able to point to a building that has this higher energy efficiency glass that's been around for 20 plus years is a very important component in this particular marketplace.
Great. And can you walk us through your background and experience, Dennis, as well as that of some of the key management team at Southwall?
Sure. My background is I've spent 23 plus years in high tech. I've spent numerous years at Xerox Corporation, Apple Computer, Palm Computer, CEO of a very exciting internet company way back when that had a very positive outcome. I came onto Southwall as part of a turnaround team about 6 years ago. We accomplished the first round of turnaround, and I took over in a president, COO, and now CEO role a couple of years ago. And so that's my background. I've had a previous public company CEO job prior to this point in time, as I mentioned. My background is marketing, sales, and predominantly management. I have a rather new team, real exciting team. We have our fair share of PhDs on the staff, and so people have everybody has various backgrounds from that's specific to material sciences, mechanical engineering, et cetera. What's interesting is we actually have we're doing something very unique in the R&D front. We have a dual R&D team based in the eastern part of Germany, as well as here in the Silicon Valley. We have a very successful board. We have 7 members of the board, of which have quite a lot of experience in manufacturing and marketing. The woman who was partially responsible for the Intel Inside campaign over at Intel, she's Senior Vice President of Marketing working for Andy Grove. She's on our board, and she's been very helpful. There's quite a lot of similarities in what we're doing today. We're providing an enabling technology to the broad window on glass markets, analogous to Intel was providing the key technology component into the broad computer market. We also have a gentleman, just worth mentioning, that we work, who helped us architect our long-term strategy, who was the ex-CEO of Oshkosh Trucks and involved in a lot of companies that, under the helm, experienced some rather explosive growth.
Great. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, I think the first thing is just to go back a little bit. When the new management team started taking responsibility for the company, we spent 2007 really focused on getting the company in the right financial shape. That was first and foremost. We felt that was really important. I think our debt to asset ratio at the time was something in the neighborhood of 37-38%, and as of today, we're closer to 13%. So we really did focus on right-sizing the company, getting rid of unprofitable product lines, terminating speculative R&D projects, shutting down buildings. We did a lot of that in 2007, and you know, clearly, to grow a company, you can't cut costs and grow the company, just that in and of itself. So in 2008 was our first full year with kind of a reshaped company, and we had double-digit growth rate on the top line, and we had clearly double-digit operating income, net income. You know, so we were real pleased, even though last year was rather, I would consider, a not-so-stellar economic environment. So we're real pleased about that. Our milestones, I'll just maybe touch upon 3 points. I think the first one is financial responsibility, minding the store, and ensuring that in this very, very choppy economic environment that we're doing everything possible to ensure that we're protecting our cash to the degree we can. And thus far, we're pleased with the progress. I think the second key area is we're maniacally focused on growth. And we are not going to skimp and save pennies on executing on some rather significant growth initiatives that capitalize on the focus across the world on energy efficiency. And I think the third thing is to whether you're Republican or Democrat, there's quite a lot of focus in energy efficiency with governments across the world is to do what we can to embrace governments and work together with governments to accomplish that end goal of reducing carbon emissions, et cetera.
So, yeah, can you talk about a little bit more about some of those challenges that the company faces and some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I would say the big challenge is green technology. What we're talking about must become affordable and accessible for broad adoption by, in essence, the mainstream market. We have, over the years, have always had extremely high energy efficient viable products, but it's been relegated to a niche. And so that's our big effort. And maybe what's best is to articulate is the joint venture we have. We actually set up a joint venture in Chicago called Southwell Insulating Glass. And again, back to the challenge. The challenge is affordability and accessibility. And clearly, with our joint venture, we're forward verticalizing from the historical model of the company of being a film provider, where we sell the film that goes into the glass, and we're migrating to a high-performance insulating glass suppliers. So we're forward verticalizing there. That's one of the ways we're dealing with the challenge. In that joint venture, we plan to supply the industry with, in essence, the highest performing insulating glass unit, which is a major part of a window, and plan to provide some of the larger window manufacturers with that key component. By getting into this insulating glass manufacturing business vis-a-vis this joint venture, we believe we're better able to develop and manufacture kind of the innovations that the market's requirement, and as important, achieve certain cost and volume requirements that are required for mainstream adoption. So in essence, we put our money where our mouth is. We believe in the market. We believe in the explosive growth, and the joint venture is a key example of us taking some of the destiny in our own hands and trying to capitalize on that.
So, yeah, in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically or look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination?
Well, at this juncture, well, clearly organically is obvious. We're always looking for opportunities as part of my role that would make sense for us to grow inorganically. There's really nothing in the hopper, nothing to really talk about at this juncture, though. But again, suffice it to say, we need to be open to all options.
Certainly. And in terms of investors, Dennis, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
Probably nowhere near as well as we would like them. Clearly, as is evidenced by our stock price at this juncture. So I would say probably not. And I think the company, that's one thing we need to do a better job of educating the external stakeholders or the external world as to why the stock's worth buying, to net it out.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Dennis Capovilla, President and CEO of Southwall Technologies. Company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is SWTX. Currently trading at 74 cents a share with a market cap of $21.24 million. And before we conclude, Dennis, what are some of the key reasons why Southwall Technologies, SWTX, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think I actually think we're at the onset of what I would consider a major global trend, and that's in energy efficiency and automotive and building and both automotive and building industries. There's a perfect storm going on out there for our products, and which dramatically improve the, you know, as I mentioned over the course of this discussion, improve the efficiency of glass in cars, homes, and commercial buildings. And I think that's there's quite a lot of favorable winds at our back that I believe the majority of probably your listeners are well aware of. I think the second thing worth mentioning is increasing fuel prices, global awareness of climate change, kind of some of the government stimulus programs. All of them are accelerating the demand for our products over the long, accelerate the demand for our products over the long haul. And for the key energy products we're currently marketing today, we've seen double-digit growth between 06 and 07, and then again double-digit growth between 07 and 08. And though we're dealing with a challenged economic environment today, we believe we'll get back on track as soon as that gets cleaned up. I also mentioned, I think, a third reason is what I talked about is our forward verticalization play in Chicago. I think that'll enable, some of the window industry's largest companies to more easily adopt a higher-performing energy efficiency glass product. We today, I mentioned the double-digit growth. We've talked about that. The other thing, too, worth mentioning is we've really made it an effort to clean up our balance sheet. Something as fundamental as that needed to take place. And I think I talked about earlier how we our debt-to-asset ratios improved rather dramatically. So I think in summary, I think we're well positioned for high growth. There's no doubt green technology is not a fad. It's a trend that's going to be sustained. And we believe we're in a good position, and we're, in closing, very undervalued today, in my opinion, but we'll leave it at that.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us on Southwell Technologies, as well as a little bit of insight into the market.
Great. Thanks, Juan.